The Syracuse Common Council is expected to vote today on getting rid of a required city license for snowplow drivers. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, last winter, Mayor Ben Walsh's administration began actively enforcing the license law, which has been on the books since the 1970s.
A meeting last week between councilors and the city's director of operations, Corey Driscoll Dunham, did not seem to go anywhere. Dunham says requiring snowplow operators to have a city license is an enforcement tool to curb illegal snow dumping. She showed photos of snow pushed onto the streets and sidewalks after a recent snowstorm.
You know, if someone just continuously over and over again keeps violating city ordinances, obviously we can ticket them for that. But as an additional enforcement tool, we can take their license away to say, you are not permitted to be conducting business in the city of Syracuse because we revoked it because you can't follow the rules.
But Councillor Susan Boyle, who's pushing to end the licensing, says it's making snowplow operators either raise their prices or stop plowing in the city.
We do not use this license in any way to help us to identify people who are illegally dumping snow. And it is literally nothing more than a list at this point. So I don't feel like it's fair to business owners.
It costs $250 to license a truck and $50 for additional vehicles. Councillors are split on getting rid of the license, but Boyle may have enough votes to eliminate it. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.